From the Heart, June 8. The Great Source of Truth. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Christ is the author of all truth. Every brilliant conception, every thought of wisdom, every human capacity and talent is the gift of Christ. He borrowed no new ideas from humanity, for he originated all. But when he came to earth, he found the bright gems of truth which he had entrusted to the human race, all buried up in superstition and tradition. Truths of most vital importance were placed in the framework of error, to serve the purpose of the arch-deceiver. Human opinions, the most popular sentiments of the people, were glossed over with the appearance of truth, and were presented as the genuine gems of heaven, worthy of attention and reverence. But Christ swept away erroneous theories of every grade. No one save the world's Redeemer had power to present the truth in its primitive purity, divested of the error that Satan had accumulated to hide its heavenly beauty. Some of the truths that Christ spoke were familiar to the people. They had heard them from the lips of priests and rulers and from people of thought. But for all that, they were distinctively the thoughts of Christ. He had given them to people in trust, to be communicated to the world. On every occasion, he proclaimed the particular truth he thought appropriate for the needs of his hearers, whether the ideas had been expressed before or not. The work of Christ was to take the truth of which the people were in want, and separate it from error, and present it free from the superstitions of the world, that the people might accept it on its own intrinsic and eternal merit. He dispersed the mists of doubt, that the truth might be revealed, and shed distinct rays of light into the darkness of human hearts. He placed the truth in clear contrast with error, that it might appear as truth before the people. But how few appreciate the value of the work that Christ was doing! How few in our day have a just conception of the preciousness of the lessons which he gave to his disciples! He proved himself to be the way, the truth, the life. He sought to attract minds from the passing pleasures of this life to the unseen and eternal realities. Views of heavenly things do not incapacitate men and women for the duties of this life, but rather render them more efficient and faithful.